So how successful has she been?
Well, thank you for having me. Diane Greene leaves behind a bit of a mixed legacy at Google Cloud Platform. And that's because she came to the company with a great deal of enterprise experience, having been one of the co-founders of VMware, and tried to professionalize Google Cloud Platform for the enterprise. And so she invested a lot in global data centers. She also, under her tenure, GCP was able to lay these pipes connecting internet services around the world on the floor of the ocean. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars. And so they invested a lot in the infrastructure to prepare it. At the same time, the company has not been able to break out the same way that Microsoft's competing cloud platform has been able to. And so there is a sense that, you know, her tenure was a bit of a missed opportunity in these early days of the cloud.
So who's taking over and what are the company's hopes for her replacement?
Mm-hmm. Thomas Kurian, who was the number four executive at Oracle, the business software maker, will eventually replace Diane Greene. On a preliminary basis, Google is going to have Diane stay at the company until January, and then Kurian will start in late November as an SVP. In the new year, Kurian will take over for Greene. The hopes for Google is that Kurian will be able to bring his 22 years of experience at Oracle, in which he helped supervise the creation of products that some of the world's largest businesses then adopted, that he'll be able to bring those relationships to GCP, and that he will also send a signal to the entire cloud and enterprise technology landscape that Google is taking enterprise seriously. You know, it's a very different thing to sell to some of the world's largest businesses versus selling to consumers or having products that are consumer facing, which is Google's heritage.
Now, here we have Greene, who was one of Google's most prominent female executives. And this is a company that has been criticized widely for its lack of diversity. How does this look that she is stepping down? And what is Google doing about that lack of diversity?
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it looks just as bad as Google may fear. Google has had an uproar recently from some employees that women are not being treated fairly in their workplaces. And it recently conceded that women should be able to forego forced arbitration if there's a sexual harassment allegation against an employee at Google. For now, Diane Greene will remain as a director on Alphabet's board. And so they will argue that her voice and her perspective will still be at the company as a leader in some fashion. But I think that there is probably going to be a strong push for more visible women in executive roles because, you know, this is a case, and we've seen many before, in which a prominent woman in business is being replaced by a man.